It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Who is Milo's favorite player?
Tree Rollins.
Boston sports fans start their day with Tucker and Rich.
Oh, Fred, too much.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
In the global race to find a vaccine, Oxford University just jumped way ahead of the pack. Human testing is already underway, and scientists say they're hopeful it will be available by September. Technology they had already developed in previous work on inoculations for other viruses, including a close relative of COVID-19, giving the lab a step ahead. The vaccine takes the coronavirus's genetic material and injects it into a common cold virus that's been neutralized so it can't spread in people. The modified virus will mimic COVID-19, triggering the immune system to fight off the imposter and providing protection against the real thing. The experimental vaccine has reportedly worked in protecting rhesus macaque monkeys like these that were exposed to heavy quantities of COVID-19. In the human trials, 550 participants are given the vaccine, another 550 a placebo.
Wasting no time, one of the largest drug makers in the world based in India say they'll start producing millions of vaccines by next month, even before it's proven to work.
We're Toucher and Rich. Start that debate with people.
I posted that yesterday because there was a CBS story that said that there this place in Oxford had already been working on something similar to COVID-19, a vaccine for it. So they're way far ahead, and they're saying that, you know, with all the monkeys that they've used, it's been, you know, nothing but success. And they're already starting human trials, and the stories about how it could be, the vaccine could be ready as early as September. And I thought that, hey, this is like in a world of all this bad news, that was one bit of hope. It was like a neat, like, good news thing. So I tweeted it out, and a couple of the responses I got were like, Rich, I'm sick of you being so negative. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, this is like the absolute opposite of that. This is hope here. And I put something stupid on it, like, by September, all right, just in time for the NFL season. Like, yeah, a few things more important than football right now, okay? I'm just like, what do you want? What do you want from me? We're all going through hell right now. This is like the one little thing that made me smile yesterday, that maybe, just maybe, in September, we'll all have this little vaccine.
Well, or at least you should go ahead and read all the responses to your tweets. I'm sure that they're always going to be super, super positive. Yeah, and see, the thing that mentally is that I'm going down to Tennessee. See, that's mentally now I'm fine. Now that I realize that there is now this, I want people to go back to work, and I want desperately things to open up, and I want all of that. But in terms of just me mentally, knowing that there is, and yay, 2 weeks, two and a half weeks, that I will be somewhere where it's warm, is because all it does is rain and it's cold here. Is but so yesterday, I'm watching TV. It's like 8:30, and my kids are about to go to bed, and we've told them that you know, hey, we're going to Grandma and Grandpa's. They love it there. So I go, you can't fly an animal, but we have a service that's going to take the dog down, and the dog's going to spend the summer there. And so, so I'm like, ah, da, 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 da. And then I hear,
the dog's going to be gone for a day.
And I'm like, all right. Then I hear, And then I hear, but Grandma and Grandpa won't be able to kiss us goodnight. And then I hear, oh, but then. Like, just, I can't remember the other two things. But I swear to God, anything that I bring up and I go, hey, here's what we're doing, immediately there is anarchy in the streets. Immediately everyone becomes me and they just start complaining about every little detail. Can you imagine? Grandma and Grandpa can't kiss us goodnight. Oh, and another thing is that until they can go upstairs, they have to sleep in the theater room on blow-up mattresses, which is what I usually do because I snore and I don't like wearing that thing. And that was another one. I don't want to sleep in the theater room. Whoa. And it's like, dude, come on. Like, do you want to sit in Newton picking your butt and you know, being able to, like, ride a bike, like, you know, one out of every 5 days? Or I'm giving you an opportunity to go somewhere where you can actually do things. And there's neighbors with kids, and you can keep a respectable distance, but you can play in the water. Like, oh, and so I'm trying to watch something, and I just keep hearing, whoa. And then I just finally was like, oh my God, you ungrateful. Oh, what are you complaining about? How is this? How have you taken, how are you possibly complaining about this? Because you think that they're going to be very excited. You think that they're going to go, oh, you know, oh, great, we're going to Grandma and Grandpa's. Love Grandma and Grandpa. Here we're going to go. We're going to have some fun. You know, ride the jet ski with, like, a cool guy, because everyone cool has a jet ski. It's not hickish at all, but I have one. And they and just the complaining, the constant complaining. It was just – and then I'm trying to watch something, and then right in my ear, ooh. Because it's like that whine. But my grandma and grandpa won't kiss us goodnight. Oh, shut up. Grandma and grandpa won't kiss you. Give me a break. I mean, do you know the depths that they had to go into their psyches to find something to complain about when they got into grandma and grandpa can't kiss us goodnight? I mean, do you realize, like, the thought that had to go into that? Just immediately complaining. Are we going to have to wear a mask on the airplane? I'd like it if you wore a mask on the airplane. It depends how many people are around us. Oh, but I don't like having the mask on. All right. Well, listen, I booked us in first class because it was $5, and hopefully that there's no one around us. And if there's no one around us, there's social distancing. I'm fine with the air in the airplane. You know, if there's no one around us, if we're basically alone, then you don't have to wear the mask. But I don't think we're going to be alone. Oh, they're all like my grandmother. Like my grandmother, my dad's mom, when I was a kid, he would, this is all true. I swear to God, I'm not exaggerating this. And my dad would be late coming home from work, and she'd go, Freddie? And I go, yeah. And she goes, your dad's, you know, he said he'd be back 15 minutes ago.
Hey there, Wesley Holmes.
I know, it's kind of similar, but she does sound like this. It's actually not a bad impression. She goes, Freddie? They go, hey there, Wesley Holmes. But she goes, Freddie? She goes, Freddie, your dad's 15 minutes late. And I go, yeah. And she goes, do you think he was in a car accident? And I go, no. And she goes, oh, I certainly hope he's not dead. I certainly hope he's not dead. I swear to God. I swear to God.
I'm interested on. I'm interested to find out what this flight's going to be like, because there's now kind of like dueling reports. There's, of course, that nobody's flying and that you have the plane to yourself. But then there's also reports of the planes being pretty full because they've cut down on of the different routes. So, you know, there's only one flight a day to certain, you know, cities. So everyone has to take that one flight. So I'm also interested in, like, how people act now on a plane. Like, whether there's still people who pretend like everything's normal and take their shoes off and, like, have, you know, have their masks off,
not
you know,
normal,
they're not supposed
anyway.
to. So I'm wondering, has anybody flown over the past month? I want to know what it's like right now. Because
Rich,
you know,
I just saw a photograph or a video of someone from ABC News who just walked right through the Denver airport. And if you've ever been to the Denver airport, it is huge. The new one they built about 10 or 15 years ago. And it was completely empty at 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have a friend who travels for work out of Texas, and he has to travel. I mean, that's how he does his business. And he was like, you should go down to Tennessee. He's like, it's cheap, and there's no one flying.
Yeah,
he's like,
I mean, it's
like,
eerie.
There's no one on the airplanes.
If anyone's flown in the last month, I'd like to know what the psyche of the people's like. Like, what is the whole, like, I mean, between the way that you get on the plane, you know, where people are sitting, you know, if there are empty seats, you know, are people still spreading out? I mean, 617-779-0985, that whole thing is, because I'm actually interested to find out how it goes while you're on the plane.
Because I mean, what are you going to do? You're just sitting there. Robert, go ahead.
Hey, I wanted to know, while you're down there in Tennessee, are you going to be working on your paddle boarding? And when you get back, are you going to extol us with the virtues of how good you got?
All right, here's the deal with the paddle boarding. I got the yips now with paddleboard. So I'm going to have to wear a life jacket to get me back. It's like wearing... wearing, if you're a tightrope walker, having that like leash on while you're training. I'm going to have a life jacket on, even though it's not even that big. And I'm going to have to get my mojo back in a non-presh situation. I'm going to have to get my mojo back. Joe, go ahead.
Hey guys, just want to talk about some planes from Washington to Boston. I'm back and forth a couple of times a week.
Yeah.
How was it?
It's packed. It's brutal. I mean, every seat is full. You got people leaning back in my personal space and on top of leaning into my personal space. This dude's not wearing a mask. He's playing with his fingernails. These people are disgusting.
Well, I'll tell you why that probably is, and you travel all the time, is that they've cut down on those shuttles so much and that people, like, depend on those shuttles. I hardly think a flight to Detroit and then a flight from Detroit. Maybe the Knoxville flight will be crowded. I don't know. But the Knoxville flight's, you know, like 45 minutes from Detroit or an hour. I'm not really overly concerned about it. But I did book first class. It was very cheap. And they don't give you, they didn't give me the option of picking seats. So I'm wondering how that all works.
Oh, maybe because they haven't nailed down how it's going to be. Because this is all changing. I heard there's going to be some places that won't sell. Like, they'll only sell, like, 50% capacity of the planes.
Right.
Where every other seat is empty. That's not quite 6 feet. But, I mean, still, that is what I think that the intention was to keep people spread out that way. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why they did it.
Yeah. So... it should be interesting. It should be an interesting trip. I'll be on the air every day from down there, so I can fill you in.
Yeah, as I said, that I do find that fascinating, like how the travel is right now and how it's going to be over the next couple of weeks or so as things hopefully get back, you know, slowly. People start dipping their toe in the water to getting back to normal. That I'm fascinated by that right now.
Yeah, JetBlue's flights per day are down like 100. JetBlue's hardly flying out of here anymore. So
yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Those are my plans. And it's given me a little bit of sanity as we head in. And so that will be what? That will be That will be the end of week 9 of the quarantine. Mm-hmm. Because there's no way on May 18th that they're doing anything that would affect us. There's no way. If he does anything on May 18th, it's going to be. Did you hear what Cuomo wants to do? Like, he's going to start by opening up manufacturing plants in, like, Albany. So there's no way that they do anything on May 18th that would affect the three of us in any way.
I mean, it would be nice, but who knows? Yeah,
no,
I mean,
it's going to be Western Mass, and then, if anything, and then they'll see how that goes, and then it will go from there. But my son's baseball is supposed to start June 6th, so we'll see how that goes. That is what at least the leagues are pointing at as a date, and I think June 6th is probably fairly realistic, at least to get some kind of weird normalcy, some kind of quasi-normalcy, some kind of like backwards normalcy where... But you're going to be, you got to be in Nantucket for like a long ass time.
You know, me personally, I mean, like Mary might stay here, but like if things open back up and it's kind of normal, then I might go back. You know, I mean, it's, I mean, if the city opens up, then I would do that, you know, for a little bit. We'll see. I would have to feel really, you know, confident as I said, and it just because of her condition. But I mean, if things kind of open back up and it's fairly normal, like I could probably go back and she might stay here for a little bit longer just so, I mean, although we can do the show from here. So maybe that wouldn't be the case. I don't know. I'm not quite sure. It's all weird, dude. Everything's changing. You know,
that's
we don't
right.
know
times
what's going
are,
on.
Times are changing. But listen, if you get rid of the sanctuary cities, we're talking. All right. we will be back in just a moment.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's a draft tradition and one that I genuinely enjoy. Let's hear from you right now. Oh, come on, guys. You can do better than that. Let's go. Oh, Strahan, come on, let's go. Come on, you guys can do better than that. All right, keep it coming. Wow, even the virtual booze are good. Yes, I can hear you from my basement, so keep it coming.
that was the most depressing thing in the world. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Everyone enjoyed the draft. A lot of people watched it.
Yeah.
There was no technical problems. But I'll tell you what, that virtual, there was the thing with all of the stories about everyone, how much their lives sucked, and the virtual, but more, even more than that, was that even though that was annoying, the virtual wall was just crushing.
I mean, Fred, I think, I don't know if it was you or Wallach who said this, but I think you nailed it yesterday when we were talking about if there were to be, like, you know, the playoffs with no fans, like in the NHL, that would be their solution. It's on the Jumbotron. There
oh,
would
yeah.
be, like,
yeah.
Xanadu no, going, yay!
Great
like,
idea, you
know,
yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's these... what they're going to do, is that they're going to yeah. have fans, they're going to, you know, have a contest if you want to be a fan from your house, and then they're going to, yeah, like... And it won't be like a Zoom with a bunch of people. It'll just be cutting to different, like, people in front of their computers.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
that's exactly what they're going to do. And you know what? That's going to be really sad.
Yeah.
That's going to be another thing that's really sad.
Well, listen, I think that we all agree that the draft was pretty damn entertaining. It was good this year, outside of course, the things you just mentioned. But there's nothing that I like more than people with too much time on their hands to break down things to, like, almost like to a needless tedium. But this is... fantastic. Somebody at fantasypros.com, a website, once again, I've never heard of till this morning,
broke down who had the most accurate mock drafts in all of sports media. And they gave points. The 4 points per, like for number one, there were four different criteria. When each player would be drafted, you'd get 4 points per pick. The order, players in each position group when they'd be drafted. If you predicted that right, 3 points per pick. Which positions each team would draft in the first round, 2 points per pick. And which team each player would actually end up on is 1 point. So they went through like all of these. I mean, it looks
I'm glad that they did so much of that.
Well, I mean, over 200 mock drafts they went through, but find their results to be pretty funny. Number one is somebody I don't even know. It was a guy named Steve Serby from the New York Post.
You don't know the Serb man?
I don't know the Serb man.
He's been there for like 400 years.
Yeah. I don't know him. Yeah. I'm not sure. Number two was some guy from NFL Trade Rumors, and number three was a dude from DraftPlex or whatever. But out of over 200 mock drafts they looked at, coming in at number four, regular guest of the Toucher and Rich Show, Mr. Albert Breer.
Hey,
just
now!
Killing it!
Hey!
193 points on the scale.
That's right.
How about that? People will kill Burt Breer about some things, but he knows his drafting orders. And then you keep going down the list. And I was like, let's look for local guys or maybe people that are around here. How about at number 13, impressive out of 200 plus, regular guest of the Toucher and Rich Show, Phil Perry.
Oh, wow.
It's an honor for Phil Perry even to be included. Mm-hmm. In such a contest.
That's right. Well, I mean, they had over 200 people, so you had to kind of, dig deep. But Phil Perry, congratulations to him. He had a very accurate draft. I think he got somewhere in the 180s. And then you go a little further down at number 56, Peter King.
He's doing so great. Some sweet microbrews.
Possibly so. At number 101, Ian Rappaport, not doing too well. And by the way, they didn't say the exact number of mock drafts. It just said 200 plus.
Uh-huh.
At number 205, Ben Volen.
Ooh.
Oh. Not good.
Matter of fact, I now know how many people. I just clicked on the link. 213. So he became a 205th out of 213.
I wonder what my daughter, if she would have done better. If I just would have given her.
Have her do it. She doesn't know who was drafted when. Have her do it. See if she can beat Ben Volen's score.
Okay, so how do I do this?
I don't know.
It would be very difficult. Like, I can't just give her 300 players and go, hey, who's drafted who? Yeah.
I'll have to ask the guys from fantasypros.com. But there's, as I said, they went through 213 mock drafts and used that criteria to rank it all. And I mean, that's pretty funny. It's pretty funny that a lot of people knock Ben Volen. I don't think Ben Volen's that bad. I think he's okay. But I mean, dude, if this is correct, 205th out of 213 mock drafts, that's pretty substantial.
I'm sure he's thrilled with that they did it. I think Volen's, like you said, I think he's fine. I don't have a problem with him, but yeah. I don't have a problem with many people who write for the newspapers.
I'm looking on here. Kuiper was 95th. That's about his thing, though. That's kind of, he's always in middle. He's never dead on.
Well, the one thing on day three, I watched I watched 10 minutes here and there of day three. The one thing that I always like is when they show highlights of Kuiper throughout the years. And he said, and this is what I don't like when people do this, and it's happened on our radio station. He said, if Jimmy Clausen is not a very good pro quarterback, I will either quit my job or not wear gel in my hair. And he did neither. So, why don't you just show up without gel in your hair? Do you see what I'm saying? No one will admit the farting. And then just all right, you don't look the way you want to look for 5 seconds. Yeah. This is such a bad thing in your life. So Mel Kiper's nothing but a fraud.
He's a fraud, I tell you. Also in near the top, it looks like Manish Mehta did okay at 24th. Jason Lockefort at 22nd. That's not bad.
What about Brinson?
Brent's at number 36. Another member, regular member of the Toucher and Rich Show.
When you go to us, you're getting the A plus info.
Yeah, we're getting the right guys on. This is what it says.
I'm scrolling through and seeing if any other like regular guests we have are low on the list, and we got all the good ones.
That's right.
There you go.
We hunt them down and we get them on. You got that right, Jack. So there you go. Well, congratulations to those people. They had something to do for a long time. So, I mean, you know, if you got nothing to do and you're sitting down and you can kind of get in a zen-like groove where you're just going through mock drafts, God bless them. You know, if it kills some time, do what you got to do.
Some guy from Bama Hammer beat out Ben Volen. I'm looking at like the websites that are ahead of him. Arrowhead Addict.
The Bama Hammer. He used to wrestle in the old AWA.
He was one of the druids in the very first Boneyard match.
No, that was actually his son. Oh, they have a great legacy. They're like the Hart family. The Bama Slammer. His finishing move was, guess, a body slam dummy. Big John Studd, $10,000 slam match, slammed by the Hoagster. All right. No, he actually wasn't slammed by Hulk Hogan. I forgot who slammed him. All right. We will be back. So many things to talk about, so much to discuss. Jared Carrabas from Barstool Sports will join us to talk about the future of baseball this year and why I can't figure out why they are insisting upon doing these weird divisions and everything else that they're planning. We'll talk to him at 9 o'clock. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
What's up? Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
Oh, it's just a day after day of delight.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
So, there has been all around, every time you turn to the TV, there's a lot of do as I say, not as I do. It's been kind of funny watching people like a mayor in Texas, despite there being a order to not leave or go anywhere, there being pictures of her going to a nail salon, and even though the nail salon was closed, going and getting her nails done. There's been situations of the head of the whole coronavirus department of the country going into the Mayo Clinic with no mask on, even though that was a rule that you were supposed to do
even
that.
Even though there is one of his aides has the coronavirus.
Yes, still not wearing a mask, and I believe the explanation was so he wanted to look people in the eye when he went to the...
it has nothing to do with giving the perception of everything's fine.
Jesus. Which is my favorite explanation maybe of the year so far. Of course, you wear a mask, you...
You got to
wear it over
your
entire face. Right?
Yeah,
you can't see out of it.
Right.
But this was a story that was just phenomenal. So there's a governor in Kentucky. His name's Andy Beshear. And he was addressing his constituency about 2 days ago. And he was talking about how there were people who were taking advantage of the unemployment application and people who were trying to game the system in order to get money that they were not owed. Here is the governor 3 days ago, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
Understand that, unfortunately, it's going to take a little bit of time in these because a couple of bad apples can make this challenge that much more difficult. For instance, we had somebody apply for unemployment for Tupac Shakur here in Kentucky. And that person probably thought they were being funny. They probably did, except for the fact that because of them, we've got to go through so many other claims that one person thinking that they were funny, using somebody else's identity, is going to make tens of thousands, potentially, of other people wait. It's not okay. We can't be doing that, and we shouldn't be doing that as we move forward.
Well, unfortunately, the very next day, this same governor had to go up to the podium and say this.
I owe somebody an apology tonight. Last night I spent a little bit of time talking about fraudulent claims holding us up and mentioned an individual that had filed in the name of Tupac Shakur. I didn't know, and it's my fault, that we have a Kentuckian who goes by Malik, whose name is Tupac Shakur. I talked to him on the phone today. I apologize. I told him how it happened, but I owned it. It's my fault. He was gracious. I said, I'm sorry if I embarrassed him or caused him any attention he didn't want. He was very kind. He ended the call. God bless. And we're going to make sure that we resolve his claim. Malik, thank you for being so kind. And again, I'm sorry.
Let's call it Google search. You probably got a database, you dumb hick. You could probably would have taken 2 seconds to find out that you had somebody named Tupac Shakur.
So you just flagged like no one else would be named Tupac Shakur in the entire world. Like no one would be named like if your last name was Shakur, and then someone just like goes, "I'm going to name him Tupac," as you know, like that would never ever occur to you that was possible to happen?
Yeah, there's probably a decent amount of people now in their 20s who are named Tupac, I would think.
Yes, I would imagine.
That is the best. So, the Lexington Herald found this guy, and he said, I was hurt, I was embarrassed, and I was shocked.
Oh, Jesus.
And he said...
What the hell were you hurt about?
Well, I mean, the guy, he goes, I understand the dude, and then he kind of went back and said, I understand the guy is dealing with a lot, mistakes happen. But I mean, just that's fantastic. The fact that he had to like address this and go, yeah, well,
everyone's losing their minds.
I know.
Everyone's losing their minds. I mean, the idea that time was spent on that and he felt that he needed to have a press conference.
Oh, come on.
In the press conference.
The governor goes in there, doesn't even do a quick search of his own residence.
No, that's what I'm saying.
It could have taken 2 seconds. He has access to all of this, and he did. He goes, oh, well, Tupac Shakur, that's got to be a fake name. And then dude's like, dude, it's me.
Right. Yeah, he's getting up there, and he's got like his thumbs in his suspenders, and he's all proud of himself. And he's like standing up there, and he's like, well, don't worry, your grand leader's here. He's got something to say.
Everyone's...
You got to be responsible as citizens. And then, I'm really that guy. It's my name.
Well, you're right. Not only are the politicians and everyone's losing their mind, we're all losing our minds as well. So I guess that this is from Florida. And at the time, I think this was about 3 days ago. It was, April 20th. So it's been about a week. You weren't at the time allowed to be golfing on a golf course. So there was this group that went out there and golfed anyway. They seem to be doing their thing, social distancing, whatever, they're golfing. But there was a gentleman who lived near the golf course who had a huge problem with it, to the point where he came out onto the course and pointed a gun at them.
Jesus.
Oh, that happens. You would be surprised how often that happens on golf courses.
What? Don't you?
I would
be.
Hang on. What?
No. Where my parents live, and my parents live in like a place with like there's old people, and like, you know, it's like everyone waves when they go by. A dude on a golf cart shot a dude. A dude that was playing golf shot a dude that was in a truck because they got into some kind of argument. So you'd be, dude, these guys are all gun-toting, like, woo!
And then
people get all riled up, and then, they pull it out and shoot people, yes.
Okay, so these guys, and by the way, it ended up being like an air rifle, but you couldn't tell at the time. So the guys...
Oh, no, you pull it, if you pull something at me that is a gun... What am I supposed to go? Oh, that's an air rifle.
I'm not scared. Right, put that away,
guys. That's a A-21 Galactic air rifle. Don't worry, I'm an expert of air rifles, as I am over the age of 12.
So these guys are on the golf course, and obviously this old dude like starts walking towards them and starts yelling at him. So one of the guys does what anyone would do in that case, and that's whip out your phone and start recording it because it's probably pretty funny. But then it got real serious real quick when the guy pulled out his gun, and here's how it sounded.
Boys, weirdos. Do not
relax, dude. Relax.
Relax.
Relax. Relax.
This guy's shit.
Call 911.
All right, so call 911.
Call 911.
So the guy just comes walking towards him. Like that scene from Zodiac where he just comes out of the bushes. Dun, 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 dun.
Like, first of all, if you live on the course, what the hell do you care if they're playing golf? Like, they're not, like, coming over to your house and, like, breathing on you. They're going to be in front of you for 5 minutes. Like, seriously, what do you care? If they're playing golf, what business is it of yours? I mean, you call the cops if it makes you so happy.
So now that guy's facing felony charges for doing that.
Yeah, because you can't pull a gun on people, even if it's an air rifle.
Right. And that's basically what they said. It was like, I don't care.
I could see getting annoyed, like, I can't play golf. Like, why do you guys get to? But then, you know, like, is it really worth getting up? Like, is it really worth standing up for this? Like, literally standing up. I'm sitting down, and I look out the window. Like, am I going to stand up and, like, yell at these guys? I mean, how does this affect my life in the least? Playing golf. Well, I mean, please. The whole golf thing to me is odd. Mm-hmm. Because I don't care. I mean, I would prefer that if you could play golf. But I mean, with this weather, who cares? But they can make it so it's... It's. I mean, if you don't touch the flag stick, and you're not in a cart, because even if you're in a cart, but if you played with family members and you are in a cart with a family member, if you're walking the course, and you don't touch the flag, I don't quite understand. You can have here's my thing, is that you can have gatherings. I was talking to my wife about this yesterday. You can have gatherings of groups up to 10 people. That is what they have said. Now, I have not done that, but that's what they have said. That has been the rule all along. So I don't understand. If I could have 10 people at my house, why can't I play golf with another person or three other people? Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, I think that golf is something that you could probably figure out an easy way to make it work. I believe that just opens up the door to non-essential businesses. I mean, right now they're just trying to keep people away from non-essential businesses and not going out if they don't have to.
Okay, because the way our course was is that the stick was elevated, so there was no hole.
Yeah.
So if you hit the idea is the ball wouldn't go in the hole, the ball would just hit the cup, and then
you just roll it. It would roll over the where the circle would be.
Would bounce off. Like the cup was literally raised above the ground.
I've seen a couple of golf courses like that around here.
Yeah. So you don't touch anything. Like, and if you're walking the course, you're like not touching anything that anyone else has touched.
That's the thing. You can't touch the flag stick. You can't really touch any golf carts because you're not really sure what's been wiped down and what hasn't. But if you walk the course and play with the pins out, you should be fine.
I mean, that's the tough part right now is trying to get any kind of physical activity and being able to get out. And there's just, I mean, and as you said, you know, everyone's been inside for so long that you would almost, I don't want to call golfing essential, but you almost would think that in a case just to get people out and about and being able to do it effectively and safely to stay away from people, but people to still get some sort of exercise, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if that's something that's considered soon. You know what I mean? I know why it's not, but it just seems like it's at some point people have to get out, even if they're away from others, to get some sort of exercise.
Yeah, dude, you just have to start. Yeah, if people have to have options where they can, you know, for mental health and for physical health and for all these things. Not like golf is, you know, running a marathon, but I mean, just getting vitamin D is a good idea. And so, look, it's not the hill I'm going to die on. I don't.
Right.
Again, it's not
me
the
too, but,
most
but
important
but
thing in the world.
But you're right. I think you could do away, and you know, people are saying, well, what about the employees there? I mean, listen.
But that's the thing. But there's employees. What is the difference if I'm a starter on a golf course, or the starter on the golf course doesn't touch you? Like, what the hell's the difference if I'm a starter on the golf course or if I'm working at delivering pizza?
Well, because people need pizza.
Or if I'm working at a grocery store,
like people need groceries to live.
I'm talking about the safety of the worker.
Because one doesn't have to be like
no, but the
people
safety,
need food. I see what you're saying.
Okay, but people need to make money to eat food. But my thing is, if I'm a starter, and in this weather especially, I'm sitting in a shack, and you could go, you don't even have to come up to the window. They would just go touch her for some 215, and I go yep, and they go all right, you're going after them.
Yeah, I agree. It seems like it's something that could be easy to do, but I think if they do that. And it opens up all of these different businesses saying, why are you favoring them and not us? You know, I'm with you, Fred. I think that you should at some point, it seems, or you know what you should do? Just not bitch when people go out and do it. You know, as long as you're distancing, it's like, all right, then maybe not go out with guys with a gun and try to shoot them off your golf course.
I wouldn't suggest going after people with a gun unless they're directly trying to harm you or your family. But,
right.
And see, this is the thing, is that where my parents live, you can play golf, but you're not allowed to use a cart. But my parents got their own cart. So I'm like, hey, the cat who ate the canary. I'm going out by myself, Freddie T style, because I can't play with my parents. So there's going to be a lot of solo golf for the T. So, because anything goes in Tennessee. It's wild in Tellico Village. It's a whole situation over there. But yeah, when we're in Tennessee, we're not going anywhere. We'll go to the grocery store once, and then maybe I'll hit up Arby's, the drive-through at Arby's. All right,
jealous.
If you had Arby's, Chick-fil-A, Taco Bell, Burger King, Bojangles.
Don't knock Bojangles.
Mm-mm. I'm not. I've had Bojangles. It's fine. Where are you going?
Okay, Chick-fil-A. I love Chick-fil-A and I love Taco Bell,
Chick-fil-A,
but they're
very
here,
overrated.
And I can get them. See, I love Chick-fil-A. I don't know where an Arby's is around here, so I would go to Arby's. I love Arby's.
You go Arby's once, but Chick-fil-A wins out of those.
Well, Chick-fil-A is probably my – well, Taco Bell is probably my favorite. Chick-fil-A and Taco Bell are probably right there. But I
but
eat
John,
them.
You can go to Chick-fil-A because you live in like where exactly they let everyone start eating garbage.
That's right.
It's Street of Dreams, man. You live right near it.
It's called the Golden Road, my friend.
You got a Moe's there too and everything, right?
Moe's, sure. Yep.
Yeah,
and we had a Bolico. We got
called the
Chipotle. We got it all out here. Yeah.
It's called the Golden Road.
Yep.
It was very disturbing. All right. Jared Carabas is going to join us. He is from Barstool Sports. We will talk to him about what's going on with the major leagues and what to expect.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. I need some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back.
The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. That is Dan Roach. Even though he thought he was being kind of cute, sounding like a serial killer whose this lack of baseball is having a terrible effect on. Jared Karabas is from Barstool Sports, and he joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Karabas, hello, sir.
That was Dan Roach.
Oh, yep. Yeah. That was, maybe about 3 weeks ago. It was a Saturday that it snowed here, and he went on his back porch and just filmed this. And when I first saw the video, I didn't have my sound up. So it looked like, you know, as people do sometimes, they film their backyard because it's all snowy. Hey, look, it's snow in April. But then my finger accidentally touched the little speaker icon, and it just became something out of like a murder movie.
Take me out to the ball game.
It added a whole new layer of insanity to it, to be quite honest, Jared.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like
it's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season, so don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win, go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline MA.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.